Hi, this is Tom Field, Editorial Director with Information Security Media Group. We're talking today with Dennis Moreau, a founder and Chief Technology Officer for ConfigureSoft. Dennis, thanks so much for joining me.
Delighted to be here, Tom.
What are you finding to be the trends this year in information security versus those that we were talking about last year?
Well, you know, the economy seems to be driving an even faster adoption, almost surprisingly, virtualization technologies, utility computing technologies, and hosting technology strategies because of the opportunity to gain efficiencies, to gain focus, to reduce not just CapEx, but operational expenditures as well. So the focus is not so much just on consolidation nowadays. It's actually getting some efficiencies, operating efficiencies, out of making those kinds of investments and choices. What that's done is force security considerations, compliance considerations, even dealing with GRC, to pay attention to what's different about these technologies from the technologies we were using pervasively in the past. I believe the introduction of virtualization, cloudish computing, utility computing, and hosting technologies represents about four driving differences that make a difference to security. They are that they introduce much deeper technology stacks. You have more layers of technology that have to work together coherently, that have to be aligned, that have to move in sync in order to be able to be worked effectively to assure compliance, to assure the kinds of control that we've become accustomed to. But for that, they have to be controlled, they have to be provisioned, they have to be monitored, and most of all, they have to be able to be auditable, and therein are some of the challenges. They're more dynamic in how you map workloads onto that utility environment, that hosting environment that may be indeed having multiple owners, in addition to being of varying technology depths in terms of the numbers of layers of technology that realize the service that you're interested in, especially when we start edging on the cloud. They introduce more sharing, much more intimate sharing of resources. So instead of having dedicated iron, we've got shared CPUs, shared memory, shared host bus adapter, shared NIC controller, shared storage. In all of that sharing, there's a degree of coupling of both security posture and asset behaviors, which create a need to be much more risk aware of how this stuff is interconnected. Yet, with all that dynamics we talked about earlier, that's a tougher thing to keep your fingers on the pulse of. And because of the multi-tenancy and the global reach, they also be maybe multi-jurisdictional, even multinational. So we're seeing more and more concern around cloud computing associated with having assets that cross data privacy regulation boundaries and what that means with respect to liability. So boiling it all down, the trends I believe we're going to be more paying attention to will be cloud security and virtualization security, especially with respect to how things are shared and how they move across an environment. But paying attention to the fact that they're cross-tenant in terms of the way that they're hosting assets, and so the tolerance for risk, the governance decisions may vary across workloads, that the cloud operator is going to be responsible for attesting to the security of everything you can't see behind the covers, and that that's not standardized, and we don't know quite how to deal with that yet. We're going to see a lot more attention to endpoint virtualization security as application virtualization becomes more pervasive, and we see less attention to and maybe more maturity around server virtualization technologies. Note that all of the virtualization technologies are going to be involved in sort of getting some maturity and some better guidance and better implementation or better understanding of how to implement that guidance in the environment. Risk modeling and compliance is going to be front and center with respect to how to deal with these inherently more complex, more dynamic, and more coupled environments. I also think that we're going to see more aggressive privacy initiatives. The mandates and enforcement are already uneven. We're going to see a leveling of that, but a leveling on the more aggressive side of intending to protect through legislation, regulatory mandate, and even technology provision what happens there. I believe we're going to see a more unified approach to security. If you do everything I just said, then even the security tools and the infrastructure are going to be more complex. So we're going to see more unified solutions that attempt to address both information protection, authorization, authentication, and entitlement as the handling the users of the information system side of the fence, and of course, infrastructure configuration and the behavioral aspects of is that stuff configured the way I need it to be? So all those other things in terms of protection are in place and behaving well. I do think standards are going to play a role as well. We're going to see more leveraging of standards than we've ever seen before.
Well, let's give you a chance, Dennis, to talk about the work that you do. How is ConfigureSoft sort of strategically positioned to address these trends that you've just outlined for us?
Well, ConfigureSoft has built its brand around deep audit quality visibility, and actionable situation awareness across enterprises. So the idea, from our perspective, has always been an ability to see exactly how configurations are changing, how they're different from what you really want to have in an environment, and how the assets, both logical and physical, are coupled, how they're connected to each other. So that you're informed about how to create that next desired state, which is, we believe, a perpetual challenge in enterprise environments, that you're not just about patching what's out there. You're not just about controlling what's out there and rolling out compensating controls, but there's a point at which a next desired state emerges and you want to get that out there. And the entire cycle proceeds on and on with constantly dynamic sets of guidance as we have new vulnerabilities emerge, sets of controls and sets of information that are the things that you need to know something about. So it's riding that wave, if you will, that is the process that we believe we enhance the best by providing deep situation awareness. We also provide the sort of behavioral feedback on how well resulting mitigated, remediated, or evolved configurations are in an environment. So we connect things like number of trouble tickets, mean time to repair, mean time between failure, to configurations. So you can see what are the good citizens out there and who are the problem children, not just which ones are compliant or which ones are not. The mantra is the same mantra that you'd hear from Drucker or Deming, right? You can't manage what you can't measure, and you can't measure what you can't see. We attempt to facilitate that in large-scale, complex IT environments.
So tell us about your marketplace. What really differentiates ConfigureSoft from your rivals in the market?
Well, first, we don't believe that you can do security or compliance in a vacuum. So we deliver not just security configuration information, but side by side, the operational configuration information associated with it. What that means is you get the deepest configuration insight, deepest configuration visibility, if you will, so that our customers can see configuration change much more comprehensively. This means that they've got their fingers on the pulse of 80,000 configuration data elements around a system that let you know how it's configured, not just for security, not just for authentication and authorization, but also for performance, and how it's connected with connection strings, with service subscription to other assets in an environment, so that you can see the footprint effect of change. This visibility is audit quality. We're going after the APIs. We're getting what's actually out there, not just regurgitating what you have in your policy mechanism, what you have in the provisioning manifests, or what you have in terms of lockdown controls, but actual forensic information that tells you if those mechanisms indeed are working, and if so, how well, because we can see exactly what the application sees right at the API. IT audit 101 is you never want to audit the infrastructure using the infrastructure, and that's because infrastructural code is complex. You always want independent validation of what's out there and how compliant is it. That's an awful lot of data, so we wind up delivering first-in-class capability associated with separating signal from noise, with letting you know what's important versus what's not. And you'll note that changes. With a new vulnerability, something that might have been an innocuous configuration setting becomes the one thing that tells you, where am I vulnerable, where have I already been exploited, and what are the boundary conditions in terms of what I can do something about it. That's particularly valuable in that day 0 to day 30 window when no patch is available, but you know something's out there, and you got to pay attention to it. Because we see operational configuration, we also see operational relationships, and that's the thing that allows us to be relevant to those emerging trends that I described earlier. Because we can see what's hosted where, what's referencing what in terms of connection strings, in terms of references to other assets in an environment, we can tell how things might be interacting and hence how they're related in environments. That lets us connect the dots across those deep technology stacks so that we can tell you what's the security posture of ESX, what's the security posture of the hosted VM, what's the security posture of the operating system, what's the security posture of the components sitting there. That lets you know, is the thing hosting the service stack and all the parts that have to be aligned coherently compliant as well? That gives you a better perspective on how well aligned your configurations are than you would have if you couldn't see, for instance, across the stack. I believe those get to the core functionalities that give us the differentiation that we see in the market.
So, Dennis, we're talking in the context of the RSA conference, and I'm curious, what are the conversations that you want to have with people at the show this year? What are you emphasizing?
We're paying particular attention to what we believe are the emerging customer problems. So the customer is sitting there trying to deal with new and emerging environments, new and emerging technologies, with the stuff they've been using forever, and they're seeing some friction, they're seeing some rub points, and that is because they have new dynamics, new degrees of complexity in the systems that are there. The complexity is not so much increased for provisioning. It's easier to say, go out and make something happen. But that's a two-edged sword. By being able to easily pop up new instances in response to business need or business opportunity, you also have a more dynamic inventory, if you will, of things to pay attention to and to ride shotgun on. In that circumstance, it's only visibility that helps. And so we're selling our visibility, our situation awareness, our ability to connect operational and security configuration, both health and optimization, as a solution to dealing with virtualization security, and as a solution to bridging the gap across the legacy environments so that you can have one view that lets you understand security posture of what you've always had and how that's behaving, how it's related to the new stuff you're rolling out, and its security posture despite the fact that it's more complex, if that makes sense. Letting you get that big picture view of how things are happening.
Sure. Now, Dennis, we serve both the financial institution audience as well as the federal government. And so I guess I've got a two-part question for you. One, we recognize that everybody these days is strapped for resources because of the economy. No one has everything that they need. What advice do you have for these, for the financial institutions, for government agencies? And I wonder if the message is the same, or if you have sort of separate tracks you're taking them down.
Well, I don't think it's separate tracks, but it's certainly a differential on opportunity. So on the financial side of the fence, it has certainly become important now to create better situation awareness, to understand what the constellation of assets is you have out there, both those that you're internally hosting and those that you're dealing with externally, so that you can understand how uniformly, how well aligned, how coherent is your governance, risk modeling, compliance, and management of those assets across that boundary, because you're responsible for them all, whether or not you've outsourced them, right? In the government side of the fence in particular, there's emerging opportunity around standardization that's becoming to be very, very effective. So to the extent that in the government we can point to under FSMA, under OMB, under DISA, a place where you can get machine-readable guidance that says, my machines are configured the way I want them to be, or they're not, without having to have lots and lots of translation into controls and separate translation into technical controls and separate implementation into sort of the infrastructure that then lets you know that stuff on an ongoing basis, there is a closer ability to leverage that standardization to help take some of the cost out of being able to cultivate that alignment both for security, compliance, and to some extent on an ongoing basis, operational efficiency. I think that's less true in the financial sector, where we're still trying to resolve what is the PCI position on logical and physical separation in virtualization environments. To the extent that that stuff is not resolving to a consensus on prescriptive guidance, then what happens is the need to be able to understand where you're at and what's important today, because it's going to evolve, becomes more important. And so we believe cultivating sort of deep visibility in that very actionable situation awareness is even more important in environments where deep standardization hasn't penetrated. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Well, Dennis, I appreciate your time and your insight today. I guess I'll just throw in one last question. What are you keeping your eye on this year? I mean, what do you think is going to emerge as the trend we're talking about next year?
I think every last one of the vendors of the emerging technologies are beginning to do a lot to improve visibility. They've realized that the orchestration mechanisms, the automation mechanisms, the provisioning mechanisms of themselves can't anticipate what you need to know when you're deciding what to do in a security, a compliance, or a control circumstance. So what we're beginning to see is an emergence of a lot better visibility. I am so looking forward to making that more available to customers so that they have better information in deciding how to manage these more complex, more dynamic, and certainly more coupled and more connected environments.
Very good. Dennis, I appreciate your time and your insight today, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Delighted, Tom. Have a great day.
We've been talking with Dennis Moreau, a founder and chief technology officer for ConfigureSoft. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tom Field. Thank you very much.